And the pitch. Hit in the air to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! For Garrett Mitchell! He just hit a walk-off out of air! And the Brewers have swept the New York Mets! Oh, my, oh, my! How do you top this one?
It has certainly been an exciting start to the Milwaukee Brewers season, and a big reason why is the young talent. That includes Garrett Mitchell, who joins Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Garrett Mitchell, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we are so excited to be chatting with you. The first thing I want to talk to you about is the Cheesehead. We had a lot of conversations here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy about you guys seemingly wearing the Cheeseheads as a celebration for the home run hitting. How did that come about?
You know, it's funny. I wasn't personally involved with getting the Cheesehead in the dugout, but all I know is it has been exciting. It's been a lot of fun, and guys are wanting to put on the Cheesehead. That's for sure.
Garrett, two questions for you. Is your wife going to the game tonight, and what kind of couch do you have?
Wife will be at the game tonight, and I wouldn't know. I slept comfortably next to her the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah!
Okay.
So obviously you haven't had to pay any penalties at home for things you decided to say in front of a lot of people and then, you know, took off nationally because of social media.
No, and you know what's funny? So it was Haley and I. It's been an ongoing joke over the past couple of years with her being, you know, a professional softball player, her finishing up college when I started my minor league career. There's, you know, been times where she's been around and there's been times where she's been gone and on the road. And so it's kind of just been an inside joke to us about, you know, just some fun or cool things happening when she hasn't been there. And obviously, it's never what you want, but, you know, it tends to happen every once in a while. So truthfully, when I was saying this, I'm thinking, you know, this is an inside joke that no one really knows, and I'm saying it. And then I'm like, you know, of course, it gets picked up on, you know, social media the way it did. And people had their, you know, their thoughts or their feelings about it. But, you know, it's been fun for Haley and I on this side.
What about her games? Are you a good luck charm or are you a bad luck charm when you go watch her play?
You know, I don't get a lot of time to be able to see her considering that her season is, you know, short and it's right in the middle of ours. But I have been able to see her for a few between either college and her professional career. And I would say it's maybe about 50-50.
Garrett Mitchell joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Garrett, with her being a high-level athlete as well and being in a comparable sport, her playing softball, do you guys talk ball? Do you guys bounce ideas off each other? Do you guys talk approach and stuff like that? Or do you kind of leave that stuff at the ballpark and kind of have your life separate from your sports?
It's a little bit of both, where there's some days where, you know, you just want to come home and you want to relax and not talk much about, you know, what happened on that day. But there's also days where, you know, I come home and she goes, hey, do you want to talk about it? Or do you want me to just leave it alone? So, I mean, it totally just depends. But she is definitely someone that I do bounce information off of back and forth. She gets it. She understands it. You know, she loves the game too. And sometimes, like I said, I want to talk about it. And there's other days where I'm like, you know what? Not today. So, but she's been such a great support to me and I love her so much for that. And like I said, it makes it a lot easier being able to have those types of conversations sometimes with someone who has, who's seen it from an outside perspective, not just, you know, someone who's in the dugout with me or so it's really, really neat and really, really cool.
Garrett, so we look at this team and a lot of the fans do as the veterans and the young bucks. What are some of the things the veterans make you young guys do for them? On game day or whenever. What, you got to wash their car, you got to...
Like hazing?
Yeah.
You know, it's we have a few things. I mean, it's nothing really crazy. I mean, obviously, you got to think, right, as time's gone on, like, this has been, it's a normal thing that rookies have their own duties that they have to go through. But the veterans have been good to us. It's nothing really crazy. I'm going to leave them, you know, a little bit hidden, but, you know, because I want to give away all the secrets, but... you know, they've been really good to us. You know, we obviously got to go through what we got to go to. I mean, you saw us going to get the coffee while we're at Wrigley.
In
so
Chicago.
But that's a normal thing. I feel like that's a definitely an every year thing that rookies have to do. So I think in situations like that, you just have to embrace it. I mean, like I said, we're definitely not the first ones to do it. So there's really no point in when doing it being like, ah, well, do I really got to do this? Or, oh, this is embarrassing. Like, why, you know, like that type of thing. So you just got to embrace those moments when they're fun. Like I said, everyone has gone through it. Any rookie on any team has to go through something. So it's like, just embrace the moment, enjoy it. Like I said, this is a time in our life that we won't get back, and we're going through a lot of firsts, whether it's on the field or off the field. So it's been, like I said, it's been so much fun, and, you know, the veterans have been really good to us, and, you know, I think that's the reason why we're having so much fun right now.
Brewers rookie outfielder Garrett Mitchell joining us, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5 ESPN. Famously last year, Garrett, when you got called up, you missed the phone call. You told people it was because you were eating a chocolate chip cookie. What are your top three cookies?
chocolate chip, and chocolate chip.
Whoa! Okay, clean, sweet.
So, like, that's the only type of cookie that you're looking for? Like, you're never going to, like, dive into a sugar or a peanut butter cookie or, heaven forbid, an oatmeal raisin?
Can I make a case for the Oreo? The old Oreo, Garrett.
You know, those, I it's not that I don't enjoy other cookies. Like, I love a good snickerdoodle every once in a while. But if I want a cookie, like, if that's what I want to eat, I'm going chocolate chip. That's just what it is.
All right, so where do you get your go-to? Is it homemade? Does your mom make it? Does your wife make it? Like, who makes it? Do you make it? Like, where's the go-to chocolate
Crumble,
chip cookie?
Chips Ahoy.
Right. We need the texture, the density. Like, how does it feel? It's the mouthfeel of this.
Well, you know what? I do really like a good crumble cookie. Those are very good. Ironically, I actually really like Chick-fil-A chocolate chip cookies. For me, it's a little mix of, it needs to have a little bit of density, so not really, really light. So it's just got to have a nice little density, but I love being able to bite into the cookie and it kind of just melts. So is there a specific cookie? Not necessarily, but like I said, there are a few places that make some good ones, and, you know, every once in a while I'll make some good ones at home as well.
Here's what we, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, will do for you, Garrett Mitchell of the Milwaukee Brewers. We will happily collect all of the samples of chocolate chip cookies in the Milwaukee area and the suburban area, and we will taste test them for you, come up with a sort of bracket, and then we can let you know our top four in the Milwaukee area, and then you can decide from, you know what I mean? Like, we'll do the dirty work for you if you'd like. I know you're very busy with your baseball schedule and whatnot. How do you feel about that, Garrett?
That sounds amazing. Let me know, and then I can take a couple and we can try it and we can see what we all come up with.
I think that sounds
Does
really
Ashley,
good.
Does Ashley make a good chocolate chip
I
cookie?
Do have a pretty good chocolate chip recipe. I don't want to brag. I'm pretty good at making cookies.
Should we add you to the bracket? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely have to.
I was going to
add
myself.
I don't see why we couldn't add him to the bracket. I mean, it's a chocolate chip cookie. That's what it's all about, right?
Garrett has spoken, yes, so let it be done. Garrett, there was a tweet that was rolling around in the last few days that was aggregating your home run numbers by season. And it said in UCLA in 2018, there were none. There were six in 2019. There were none in 2020. There were eight in 2021 when you were in the minors, seven in 2022 in the minors. And of course, you have three home runs early this season. I'm not trying to jinx you at all, but I am going to ask the question that you're not supposed to ask anyone. Did you put on a little weight this offseason?
I definitely did put on some weight this offseason. And I am not, it's no shame asking that question. And I have no shame telling the truth. I mean, for me, you go through such a long season, and it's just a mix of trying to keep on strength and staying healthy. Something for me that I continue and is a goal for me is just to be on the field as much as I can. So by doing that, I think adding a little bit of extra strength and a little bit of extra weight, you know, is going to help me in the long run. But then also, like I said, kind of going back to, you know, speaking in particular to the home runs, I have found myself in more situations where I feel like maybe I'm not necessarily having to try as hard all the time. Like, obviously you never go up there, you're not trying to hit home runs. You're just trying to put a good at bat together, put the ball in play and see what happens. But I would definitely say the weight has helped with that for sure.
You feel like that 10 pounds is contributing to maybe seeing those power numbers go up? Is that the hope anyway?
I think it definitely plays a role. I also just think that it's me continuing to learn more about myself as a player and as a hitter and just getting myself into better positions when I'm up at the plate. And I think obviously that comes with time. You probably have heard this countless amount of times, but a lot of people always say that the power comes last. And, you know, every time I hear it, it just annoys me because I'm like, you know what? You can keep saying it, but that doesn't mean anything to me. I just, I don't want to hear you say it anymore. But, you know, I think that in this type of situation, that's what, you know, it's kind of being seen as. And like I said, I'm just going up there trying to put good at-bats together and, you know, good things are happening. So
Garrett, outside of, exclude AM Fam Field, your favorite ballpark to play in?
My favorite ballpark to play in? I got to play in only a few last year. What I will say is I'm excited to go, you know, back to the West Coast and play, you know, in San Diego this next week. We won't be able to get to play in the in Angel Stadium until next year, but I'm excited to be able to kind of go around the West Coast and play like at Dodgers, San Diego, San Francisco. Those will be fun for me.
With so many other younger players on the roster, rookie players, does that make it easier? Does that make everybody more comfortable because they're not just the lone rookie on the roster trying to hang with all the vets? You kind of have a group of guys maybe you can lean on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being last year coming up at the end of the season, there wasn't a ton of rookies, especially on the position player side. I think I was the only one. So having a couple more now, and obviously like the guys like Bryce and Joey and Gus as well, you know, having more guys who are, you know, rookies and are in the same situation, I think it definitely makes it a little bit easier because I'm not the only one. And we're also able to bounce stuff off each other. But also, like I said, the veterans have been really good about that. And they're trying to, you know, include us in everything. And like I said, there's a lot of firsts going on in the clubhouse. So, you know, there's, you know, lots of congratulations. And I think that brings a team together. You know, you have guys who are just breaking into the league, you know, doing things for the first time. Like I said, as rookies, I think about all the times I've been in the backyard, and you replay those moments in your head when there's, you know, three balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, and you hit the walk-off. Like, that's something as a kid you play in your head countless amount of times. And when you start doing these things for real on a baseball field now, you're like I said, it's just a full circle. And you're like, man, this is so freaking cool. And like I said, you have guys who have already been through it, who've been in the league, who are, you know, giving, you know, their own congratulations to us. And then also having situations where we got, you know, Wade Miley, who just reached 100 career wins. Like, it's just a lot of cool and fun moments that are happening right now. And I think that we're all just having a really good time with it. And obviously it's a long season, but it's things like that that make team camaraderie huge and really, really important and really can bring a team together.
And you've already said several times you feel so much more comfortable this year than you did when you joined the team last year. I imagine the familiarity, having already kind of gone through some of those quote-unquote rookie moments, makes a huge difference. When we started this week, we were talking about the home opener, obviously the excitement surrounding this young team, and we were kicking around some nicknames. Obviously, the Brewers have penned the freshmen, that's what they were calling the docuseries, following some of you young players around. We had a lot of loyal listeners weighing in with their suggestions on some nicknames. So, Garrett, very quickly, before we let you go, we're just going to rattle off some nicknames. You give us a yay or nay if you like them regarding your young Brewer squad, or if you don't. You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, we've got the Baby Bombers.
Not too bad.
Okay,
I feel like
there's
a hesitation. There's
a no.
That's
a no.
Any hesitation, we're putting it in the no pile.
Garrett, don't be afraid to be brutally honest,
yeah,
and just shoot them all down.
Hurt our feelings. We don't have them.
See, the only thing is, I hate to put a tag like that on us so early, because you never know how a full season goes. So to say, I mean, what I'll say is it's a little premature. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Fair enough. And all of these may be premature, to be honest with you. How about microbrewers?
No.
See, that's the kind of decisiveness that we like here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How about Council's Kids? That's a no. That is a no.
Are you a fan of The Office? Did that one make you think of Scott's Tots?
That's really funny. And I would tell you, my wife and my best friend are major Office fans. And I'm continuing to actually rewatch it now. So that's actually really, really funny.
That's what he was thinking of. How about the Kiddo Crew?
Nope, not it.
So what he's saying is our loyal listeners have very bad ideas, is what he's saying, which is fine. We think so as well at times. The Hip Hoppers.
You know what's funny? Now I'm feeling like the Baby Bombers sounds like.
Well, there's another one. There'll be another choice.
What else you got over there, Ashton?
I want to know his thoughts on Baby Brewers.
Baby Brewers? It's not too bad.
Okay.
I think if we're making a list as of right now, I'd say Baby Bombers is at the top.
All right, and then the other one that we have that has a little more creativity to it is the Young Suds. like the young studs, but suds because of Brewers. You call a beer a suds.
When you have to explain it like that,
I just want to make it's look. It's bad. Not my idea. It's not like I'm defending my idea. I just want to make sure he understands what the thought process was from the person who submitted young suds.
And I appreciate that because honestly, I probably wouldn't have known that if you didn't say that. And that one's not too bad. I actually like that one. That one's cool.
All right. We really appreciate Garrett Mitchell hanging out with us a little bit this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Garrett, have a great series against the Cardinals and a great season. We hope to talk to you again soon. And we will let you know about that chocolate chip cookie bracket. We're going to call it the Garrett Mitchell chocolate chip cookie bracket. And we'll let you know what our finalists are. How's that sound?
That sounds great. And again, thank you guys for having me. It's been awesome being on. And I appreciate it. And we'll just hope to keep doing what we're doing.
He's Garrett Mitchell, rookie outfielder for your Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers taking on the Cardinals in a series that starts tonight at AmFam Field. We got to take a break. We roll on right after this.